What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
1 hour of your life. Give it to us here at KISW.
Please do.
Your share of 5K a day. Basically, all you need to do is listen to us on the Odyssey app or Odyssey.com. Log in there and listen for 1 hour. You're automatically entered to win your share of $5,000 a day.
Because we hate when you listen to us on the radio. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Go to the app or online.
Here's what they do. We got a big staff meeting tomorrow. The lunch will not be very good because they're giving the money to you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's BYOL.
BYOL.
Yeah, right.
Bring your own lunch?
Yeah. 5K a day. Just listen for 1 hour. On Odyssey. Our question, what will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? Now, we had a previous caller, I believe it's Samantha. She said that she's allergic to bacon.
Yeah, she likes bacon but cannot eat it. And it like, what'd she say, 3 or 4 days in the hospital just from eating it.
Cardiologists have a list of 8 things.
Oh, no.
That they will never eat. Now, a couple of these, they will eat every once in a while. But some of these food items, they absolutely say you almost should never eat them.
Can we just relabel cardiologists the fun police? I mean, inevitably, they never tell you something good.
As far as your heart health is concerned, basically. The first one, never eat it, please. They say chopped liver. And the reason is...
It sucks.
Based on what your liver does. And the fact that your liver filters out all the toxins in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you cook that liver of a cow, those toxins are not released. So the same way that that works for a human being is the same way it works for a cow. And not only that, it's full of saturated and trans fats. So saying the best thing that you can do is to never eat liver. That's an absolute no-no.
That's why I don't eat it.
Well, that's also the reason why it's not exactly a term of endearment.
What do you mean?
What am I, chopped liver?
Liver? Right, exactly. Like,
they don't eat that
crap,
right?
That's a good
right?
point, yeah.
They say as far as high in sodium and high blood pressure, saturated fats, raising your cholesterol, they say to never eat, this is going to be a tough one for a lot of people, breakfast sausage. Whether it's links, whether it's patties, if you're going to eat a sausage, they say chicken sausage is the best alternative.
In my childhood, I used to eat it a lot because my parents were, you know, Bob Evans or whatever the hell we had in there. But as an adult, man, I don't know the last time I've actually had, like, a breakfast sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I'll eat, like, Lulies or something and throw it in an omelet, honestly. But, like, just the breakfast sausage you buy for breakfast... Right? I just don't eat it.
I have it weekly, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We live walking distance away from a breakfast spot, and then every weekend morning at some point, especially if there's like a wrestling event in the morning, we will walk out, get ourselves some breakfast, and I've got some link sausage.
Well, here's the thing
you're going to die, Mike.
Here's the thing about Uli sausage. Now, if you look at the packaging on our men's room beer brought, all right, it is organic pork that's only bought in the United States of America.
Right.
All the seasonings are Uli's specialty seasonings.
And he will not tell you what they are.
He puts those together for each individual sausage that he makes. There is nothing artificial in that sausage.
No.
It's basically just salt and whatever the other ingredients are. Honest to God, look at the label.
It's meat and spices.
That's exactly
and beer,
what it
is. And he's
and the
done.
Cuts of meat that he buys and uses in the way that he trims down everything. I mean, there's a reason why he is a doctor in the world of being a sausage maker.
I will say that breakfast sausages are delicious.
They are good. I just rarely, if ever, eat them.
Another thing the cardiologists say to avoid at all costs, margarine. They say, look, eat as much butter as you want. Just don't eat margarine, period.
I do eat a lot of butter.
Steak.
I don't feel like margarine's really around much anymore.
I just
I'll buy it once in a while just for, like,
if I'm having people over and we're going to have toast.
All right.
I'm trying to think of the other reason I bought it. For something stupid, like making grilled cheeses. But, like, I don't know. Like, when I grew up, everybody had it.
Everyone had margarine.
Now it's just gone.
Now, cardiologists say, look, just avoid steak most of the time. That is one that they'll do a cheat on.
Because they're doctors and they have the money.
Exactly. And like anything else, they say if you can, just don't get too of a fatty cut of meat there. But as we know, the most expensive, the best tasting.
All marbled.
The one you want is, you know, some kind of.
I had one over the break.
Yeah, it's snow beef, right?
Is that what you got? It was the most expensive steak I've ever bought, but it was so good. And I just looked at my buddies. We both got it. I go, we're basically just eating fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Delicious fat.
Out of the eight, bacon on the list of things cardiologists will never eat. Basically, they say, look, every once in a while, but the nitrates are linked to cancer, health problems, etc. Deep fried chicken. If you like fried chicken, they say this is an absolute no-no.
They just told between bacon and deep fried chicken, they just told black people to starve yourself. I'm sorry, we're not doing that.
Well, they raise bad cholesterol levels, it does, and lowers good cholesterol.
Yep.
So that's just going to lead to blockage and fatty buildups. Another one on the list, donuts. Avoid them at all costs when they come into your office at work. They say that they're absolutely awful and also raise your blood sugar level, contributing to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. And trans fats are often disguised on label as hydrogenated oils. So avoid those at all costs. And finally, bologna. We know that. They say, look, just don't ever eat it for any reason.
Yeah.
And that would include the spam family and all that as well.
Right. When's the last time you had bologna?
Just straight bologna, man? I don't even know.
I have no idea. It's been a long time. I think I've had spam since I've had that.
I don't even know if I've been in double digits from the last time I had bologna. I remember eating it a lot as a kid because my parents would buy it. But, I mean, by age 10... I don't remember eating.
My grandfather ate a bologna sandwich every single day of his life.
And how long did he live?
He died of heart disease.
Oh, well.
But,
look, I say the same thing, right? Because, like, everybody's like, that other generation. I'm like, yeah, my grandparents did the same thing, right? They had bacon and eggs every morning.
Every morning.
They would eat a Milky Way bar every night. But it's like, yeah, my grandmother dropped dead at 71.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
And there's that. What will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Just a quick text here. It says, I can't eat raisins. Any guesses why this man can't eat raisins?
Digestive.
So close, Ted. It says, I lost the tip of my middle finger in an unfortunate lazy boy footrest accident. It ripped off from the bottom of my nail bed. We couldn't find it anywhere. Left for the hospital. The next day, my two-year-old brother found it. Thought it was a raisin. He put it in his mouth, immediately spit it out. This was over 35 years ago, and I still cannot eat raisins.
Oh, my God.
Ah, God almighty, man.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Schlumpen.
Hola.
All right, so I was in Fritzlar, Germany, and I got stuck in a hotel for about 5 days, and got to make friends with the hotel owner, and one night we're having beers, and he goes, you must take a shot of red, and then shot of black, and then shot of green. And I was like, why? And he's like, it's just a German tradition. I'm like, all right, you're suckering me into something. So I took the red, I took the black, and then I took the green. I said, can I see the bottle? And I put Google Translate up to it, and it said green, like dirty something, which I can't see on the radio.
Okay.
And, I can't say it. It's a certain type of
backdoor play is what it is.
Ah, okay.
It's
like our friend Dave would love it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I know why it was called that is the next morning I woke up and I was on the toilet calling room service because I had to get extra rolls of toilet paper because I just sat there until about lunchtime. and it was just, it was awful.
How many rolls of toilet paper did you go through?
Four.
Jeez, four. Man.
Well, you probably weren't able to do much that day.
I lost about 10 pounds, but I was still able to go bowling in the it's downstairs, whatever. It was the basement bowling alley, yeah.
Why would any bar choose to carry that other than the ability for a buddy to play a prank on someone else?
I really don't know, but this guy was so weird. He also had a parrot that would cuss at you when you went to check in.
All right. I don't mind that as much.
Yeah, that wouldn't bug me too.
That would be entertaining.
I don't either. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, ah.
Now, being on the toilet for 5 hours, that's different.
Yeah.
I'll take the cousin parent.
Yelling F you.
I'm used to that at home, so a parent wouldn't bug me.
Yeah.
Be like, what, baby? Oh, no, it's a parent. My bad.
What will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Oom-ba-ba-mow-mow.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, so tapioca pudding. it's not necessarily pudding that did me wrong. I was probably about 5 years old, and we sat down for dinner, and dessert was going to be tapioca pudding. And my stepdad, kind of being the goofy man that he was, he waited for me to take a big spoonful of it. And I noticed the lumps and stuff in there, but I didn't really think twice about it. It tasted pretty good. And then while I chew my yogurt, I know that's kind of weird, or my pudding, but anyhow, I'm kind of chewing on it and stuff, and he goes, you know what's that in there? And I'm like, what? He goes, that's ground up fish eyes. And I just spit it out. I was like, and I mean, I believed him at 5 years old. It kind of had that texture.
It does have that texture.
I cannot get that texture out of my brain.
So has it ruined you on that forever?
Well, so I tried it like later in life, and I just couldn't do it. I mean, if you took the rice out or whatever it is, I found out it's rice, but I could probably eat the pudding just fine, but man, that texture,
Why do they put it in the pudding? Like, what is the point of it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just have, like, vanilla pudding or something like that. You don't need that in there. Like, it seems like old people eat it all the time, so I mean, like...
I like it, too.
It doesn't bug me. I just don't understand why it's there.
There's a consistency with that I just can't take. Cottage cheese has the same consistency. Sea urchin at a sushi place. To me, that is the worst thing that I've ever put in my mouth that I can recall.
Yeah, it's like taking sawdust and putting it in your fish aquarium.
I'd rather eat circus peanuts for dinner with candy corn on the side than...
Than sea urchin, yeah. I would take that deal.
What will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Sea urchin's very cut and dry. Either people enjoy it or I'm with you. That is a odd flavor and texture.
Yeah, no one ever says, it was okay.
Yeah, I might try it again.
Right. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Okay, so I buddy of mine traveled to Peru to go mountain climbing. So while we're talking, Google Alpha Mayo in the Peruvian Andes. And so we go down there, and we're traveling by bus to get to the small town you go from. And we notice that all the Peruvians are throwing their garbage into this river. And we're like, oh, yeah, we just typical Americans, like, oh, how could you throw all this garbage in this great, pristine river? And so we go along, we do our climbing and trekking, and all along, I met this British woman, incredibly fit, super, super attractive. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, I just melt when I hear that British accent. Ooh, booby, just melts me to nothing.
What about like the Cockney accent, like when Adele talks? I day, mate. Hello, governor.
As long as she says, ooh, Bobby, I'm with it.
So okay. Anyway.
So I asked this girl out. And of course, I take her to the best restaurant, and you know, I'm just fluttering over this woman. And I order, I see on the menu, fresh caught trout, and like, hey, you know, fit people are going to eat this, and we eat this fresh caught trout, and it's all buttery. It's the best trout I've ever had in your entire life. So anyway, we go back to our respective room. It was a great night, and we found out that both of us, remember the river, ate this trout from the river, and we both spent the entire next day in the bathroom with throwing up and going to the bathroom at the same time for hours. So when I go to a restaurant and I see fresh caught trout, I just turn the page, man. I cannot even think about it.
Pretty good at the Palace Kitchen downtown. I will tell you that. I don't think they're catching it out of the same river.
It's not trash fed, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, man, look at that. Look at the Tecate River, or the river where they filter that water. Whatever their filtration system is probably the best in the world.
Yeah.
Because they kind of put that as their pride moment. It would be the equivalent of, God, I don't know, like, you know, if you had an Ohio River beer and you're taking the water from the Ohio River, you'd be like, that's a questionable call.
Yeah.
It's worse. It's kind of like
it's already the color of beer.
Somebody had never shown me, like,
The pictures of that river?
Yeah, I was fine drinking Tecate just being a Mexican beer.
Yeah.
I didn't know they need to know it was a river and a town. It looks gross.
You don't need to know. I'll tell you what a weird experience was. Years and years and years ago, we are in, where the hell do I go all the time in Mexico?
Mazatlan.
Thank you, Mazatlan. Jesus, Mazatlan. I couldn't think of the name. So Mazatlan. The kids are younger, and we're on this beach. So the wife and I are kind of sitting on this retaining wall. The kids are splashing around in the ocean. And there's this family, and they had to set up a makeshift booth. And we don't really know what they're doing it for. We think they're kind of like setting up their own picnic. Well, they're not. Kids go out with nets. They grab all these oysters. They come back, and they start shucking them. They got some hot sauce, and they're selling them to people on the beach. Super cheap, right? So my wife and I were watching this, and I'm like, do we do this? And she's like, look, they're eating them. Everyone on the beach is Mexican, and they're eating them. No one's getting sick, so they're probably okay. Turns out they were okay, all right? But the weird thing about it, I realized as they shuck them for us and they hand them to us, they're like 80 degrees. I've never had a warm oyster. Right? Anytime you get them in a restaurant, they're sitting on that bed of ice. They're generally kind of chill, maybe a little bit less than room temperature. These things were as hot as the sun, right? So they hand them to us, and I'm like, oh, no, man. So I used a lot of hot sauce just in case, because I thought maybe that would kill anything. We ended up being fine. We crushed oysters pretty much
nice.
The rest of the
day. Nice.
We probably each ate about 24 oysters, but every single time we slurped one out of there, I'm like, it's so warm. It is like someone spit into my mouth. It is, man, but it's one of those things where you kind of just get over the hump. You know, I'm just like,
it's just hard. It's like when I grew up, that was just a hard, fast rule.
But if it's
only
a warm
oysters
oyster.
In months that end in R.
Exactly.
You don't eat them in the summer.
Oh, right, this
especially
was,
not warm.
Actually, this may have been wintertime. I don't remember. Maybe one of the Christmas trips. I don't remember. But I mean, you know, it's like 85 degrees down there, man. And it's just, like I said, they were very good. They were very fresh. The only thing I couldn't get out of my head was all of these are warm. All of them. I've never had. Yeah. And they had no ice anywhere to be seen.
When I was down in a couple weeks ago when I was in Africa on the safari.
Sorry, just a good line.
I asked the guy, and I'm like, hey, man, what the hell is that ugly thing over there? He's like, oh, that's a wildebeest.
That's my wife.
And I was like, God damn, that's ugly. He's like, yeah. It's whatever. It is what it is. He's like, they're a little skirtish, but, you know,
yeah. It
is what it is. I was like, God damn, that's ugly. But I took a couple pictures anyway. Go to dinner. What's special?
I don't think you have to make fun of the wildebeest that much.
I'm not going to because I ate the damn thing for dinner because that's what was on the menu, and it was freaking delicious.
Really? What's the closest thing you can compare
back to the rule of if it's ugly as hell.
If it's ugly, it probably
tastes
good.
Going to be tasty. You know, it was the equivalent of a braised beef shoulder or like kind of more of a slow roast on a just like basically fall apart with a fork.
Okay.
Probably been cooked for 5 or 6 or more hours.
I mean, so, I only know them from everybody else eating them.
I mean, I don't
know. The lions look at you and say, like, we've been trying to tell you this for
obviously
years.
It's very lean, but it's also very tender. And it was also pull apart. So it, with vegetable, it was basically you're eating a roast.
What else? What other meats did you try when you were there?
Ate a ton of snails because I had them.
Okay.
A kudu.
What is a kudu?
Type of fish. I ate basically impala.
All right. All right.
That's like deer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seems right.
Does it taste venison-y at all?
No. Oh, God, no.
Entirely different.
If it's there, it's not gamey. That is the weird thing about it.
Huh.
And I don't know what that is, if that's diet or what the deal is, but the ostrich was not gamey.
Right.
The ostrich, man, if you ever get a chance, they used to have it at El Gaucho. They took it off the menu.
Right.
Ostrich, honest to God, if you ever see that on the menu, please order it. It is the most delicious thing you can imagine.
What is, again, what's the closest you can compare it to?
Chicken steak.
Really?
It's almost as if a breast of chicken were an actual steak. It bleeds in the middle. You can do
Is it red?
It is in the middle.
Huh.
It is.
I don't want to think chicken and think red in the middle. I'd have to separate those two things.
It's kind of steaky, but it's kind of poultry. It's a mix in between. But the flavor of it is just unbelievable.
And another absurdly ugly animal that tastes delicious.
Yeah. And I thought to myself when I'm there, look, I need to eat this. Yes, they had a sirloin steak if you wanted it. Yes, they had other options, pasta-wise and crap like that. But like, when am I ever going to roll into a place and they got wildebeest? So
I'm going to guess never.
I'm going to have to. I'm just like, if there's an African restaurant in town that has it, it just depends on. Obviously, Africa is a huge continent, so when you go to an African restaurant, it could be Ethiopian, it could be a lot of different things. So if they have it, Moroccan, but not South African,
and I think that's fair, right? Because Like, if I go to Louisiana, it's not like I eat a ton of boudin or this or that or gumbo. But, like, if you're in some other place,
I'm not going to do it.
Try there. Eat what they eat.
I would, I'd be more comfortable on the continent of Africa than the continent of Asia. As far as weird things to try. You can say wildebeest. I go, all right, it's a mammal. I can make sense of this. Or you talk about the ostrich. It's a bird. But I'll see, like, those Thai, like, food markets. And like you said, it's just deep-fried scorpion. It might be delicious, but it still looks like a scorpion. Or the deep-fried tarantula. I'm like, it might be good, but it's a tarantula on a stick. I have a harder time getting through that in my head than I do just looking at a piece of meat.
When my daughter was teaching in Thailand, the street fairs, they serve bugs in giant woks in, say, like, paella-sized pans.
Yeah.
That they're cooking outside. And they give it to you in a little popcorn bag.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically just walking around eating crickets, you know, grasshoppers.
I had grasshoppers. We were in Mexico once, and the guy asked us at the end of our meal, said, look, they'll be on the house. Do you guys want to try it? And this restaurant is next to, like, this town square. So me and my wife were like, epic. Because the guy even said, look, dude, it tastes like popcorn with tahini on it. It just looks like grasshoppers.
Right.
So he brought it on. It looks like grasshoppers. My kids looked at the bowl, and I always remember this one-word quote came out of my son's mouth. It said, nope. Got up and went to the town square. Would not come back until we finished it.
What's up? Will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Sarah Daly, Steve Hicks on the way from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin. Good news, Ted. The 10 greatest boy bands of all time is coming up at 4:30. Test your knowledge of the boy band genre.
Well, it's like you always say to me. I'm your sunshine after the rain.
Name the band.
Sunshine after the rain. My face is 90 degrees.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Had to get to the chorus.
10 greatest boy bands of all time. Coming up at 4:30. Our question, what will you never eat because it sucked or did you dirty? Non-Americans, when they come to America, they do find some foods delicious.
Sure, sure.
Other foods they find to be disgusting. Now, keep in mind, I did see some American restaurants when I was in Africa.
And does that mean barbecue?
You know what that means? The pizza, the burgers of the world.
Right, standard
chicken thing. Strips, the things that I guess people consider to be just, honestly, an American-based food.
Those things are very, very American.
It's not pasta. Pasta isn't an Italian restaurant.
Right.
Those types of items. I mean, onion rings.
You could still put spaghetti and meatballs on there, but you're right. If I'm in another country and there's an American restaurant, burgers, wings,
pancakes, breakfast items, like French toast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Those type of things that you find.
Unhealthy and delicious.
French toast. But Americans like certain things that a lot of people who are non-Americans do not like and find, as they say, absolutely disgusting. Here are a few. The Midwestern fruit salad, where half the ingredients are marshmallows or marshmallow fluff, mini marshmallows, there's Jell-O, whipped cream. I cannot comprehend why and how these ever exist or who made them in the first place.
I want to blame the 50s and Betty Crocker for those. I think we're just used to it. But again, if you're from a foreign country, I can understand how you look at that and just say, no.
Right. American bread. I'm sure you can get good bread in a bakery, but generally available. The sugary long shelf life bread is so appalling compared to other breads around the world.
I need to eat bread from other places, man, because that's one thing I always hear about our bread. Remember, like, what, Subway was in Ireland or Scotland? Or like, it does not qualify as food.
Right.
You cannot even
think about it this way, right? Like, get a French baguette.
All right.
Right? It's good. It's hard. It's crusty. But, and then eat a piece of, like, Wonder Bread. The Wonder Bread is good. Like, this is a treat.
It is a treat. Yep. You're right.
I was introduced to Chicago pizza and something inside me died. That should not be called pizza. It is just a devil fat pie.
You call it what you want. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is good, but to me, it's almost like eating a lasagna.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't pick it up and eat it with
your
hands.
It's just got the wrong name.
You know, I agree. Right. If you just called it pie.
If you called it Chicago lasagna.
Lasagna. There you go.
Yeah. All right. This is really, really good.
Yeah.
They should just call it pizza.
Yeah. It's like pizza rolls. They should have called it something else.
Agreed.
Well, and deep dish to me, I say this. Every time around the Super Bowl, sometimes I'll go, there's one specific place I like in town. But it's like, this was great. Get it again next year.
What? Right. Like Dino's once a year or whatever it is or wherever you're going?
Well, Dino's has like that square tomato pie, which I like. But I'm trying to think, where's the deep dish pizza I like? Because there's two of them.
I'm going to ask you because I like a good deep dish pizza.
Maybe it's Windy City.
Yep, there's one up on Greenwood.
Yeah, so I've been there, but like literally, I don't know, for whatever reason, I will get one of those pizzas around the Super Bowl, and then just none other time of the year do I go deep dish.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call. These are foods that non-Americans think are disgusting here in America. Pretty much any chocolate out there is foul. Now, there are the Ghirardellis of the world and all that stuff, but anything that you find in the aisle of your grocery store checking out is absolutely disgusting. The big-name American chocolates. I wanted to vomit from the smell and the taste. The prevalence of high fructose corn syrup in everything.
Welcome to America.
It's unfortunately bleeding over the border here in Canada, and now that's happening too. Another.
I still think, though, like, remember, that was the whole thing with the Mexican Coke. And then they did all these taste tests, and, like, nobody could tell the difference.
No one could tell, right.
It's just a matter of, I guess, health. I find biscuits and gravy to be absolutely disgusting.
Shut your mouth and give me the rest of your biscuits
and
gravy.
Do you like biscuits and gravy? However, this person says, I would like to counterbalance that by adding how crazy delicious the good cornbread is. Why on earth has that not become a staple here in Europe? It is so yummy.
All right.
You got to give a good nod to cornbread. There's no doubt about that.
Not a whole lot of corn going on in Europe.
And not a lot of places that sell cornbread. You have to be at a barbecue place. Or
right.
Sometimes they just have rolls. It depends on where you are. But cornbread is not always... When Boston Market and those places were around, you could get cornbread.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to be as prevalent as it used to
and
be.
And cornbread's the only bread you don't just buy.
You're right.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
You got to, like, make it or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, even in that nice little... bakery section of the grocery store, like, not with the other breads.
Oh, of course.
But, like, where your baguette is and stuff. Like, there's never just a pan of cornbread.
That bright orange plastic stuff they call cheese. Boiled peanuts.
I will always stick up for American cheese on burgers and breakfast sandwiches.
I will stick up for American cheese. I will not stick up for Kraft singles. Because if you get just, like, American cheese, typically it's kind of white, and I still don't like it, but it tastes like cheese. Or Kraft mm-hmm. singles to me just taste like vegetable oil.
I just think that's where they belong.
Every time we drove through South Carolina, my wife had to stop and buy boiled peanuts. The stench was so bad, I have to roll the windows down.
I love boiled peanuts.
So does his wife, and he can't stand it. Cincinnati chili, what in the hell is that? Pancakes, what's the point of drowning a stack of those in syrup and calling it breakfast?
They're good.
Interesting. I hate Scrabble. There's a reason the word crap is in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a specific area.
It really is.
Candy corn. Another ranch dressing. Once had a pizza in America and it had ranch dressing on it. Dressing doesn't really exist in Europe, and it's this weird, salty, fatty mayo that does not belong on pizza or just inside a human body, for that matter. Another person says they're desserts. I lived there for 3 years. The amount of sugar they dump into the desserts is mind-blowing. They look great, but they're just sweet as hell.
That's what we call dessert here, friend.
A couple more of stuff that people who are non-Americans don't like as far as American food. That Thanksgiving dish Americans love with marshmallows on top of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
It sounds and looks disgusting. You needed to taste it, though.
It does not look great. I admit that. It looks like a dog turd with marshmallows on it, but it tastes tremendous.
Candied yams. I mean, that's hard to beat.
It really is.
The obsession with anything deep fried. There's some good things, but don't get me wrong, but everything is not good deep fried. And finally...
Who's that from? That can't be an English person, because they fry everything in those chip shops.
They have to.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the thought of peanut butter and jelly. Together, it just seems terrible.
Oh, you're so wrong. Delicious combo.
Our question, what will you never eat again because it sucked, or or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the common table mushroom, or white mushroom, my wife worked for a doctor's office, and we were at a work party, and the head doctor is just popping in her mouth, and she goes, you know what's funny? The closest thing to this on Earth, the closest genetic thing to the common table mushroom is a vaginal yeast infection.
Mm. Oh, God.
So
did that swear you off mushrooms?
Yeah, I can't even, like, even if the mushrooms come on a pizza, I can't pick them off and eat the pizza. I haven't had a mushroom in 20 years. I just can't stand the sight of
them. And that's because of this doctor.
Yeah. And a few years ago, I was like, that can't be right, because so many people just love it. And so I went and did some deep dive Googling, and there's like one random document by someone who did some genetic analysis. It was right there in a published paper from a college.
Well, here's the thing about a mushroom, right? And I could be wrong, but I do not believe there's another fungus that we voluntarily eat.
No.
I mean, it's a fungus. I mean, depending. So whatever it's related
blue cheese
to
is not really a fungus.
Right. But whatever a mushroom's related to, is not going to be pleasant in your mind because it's fungus. Granted, yeast infection might not be the top thing you want to hear, but again, it's a fungus. So
look, I do like mushrooms a lot. I had some mushrooms last night, but I, for whatever reason, unpopular opinion, I know I'm going to catch hell on this, I don't believe it belongs on pizza. I think it's my least favorite thing that I normally would eat.
I think it depends. If it's a canned mushroom, I don't mind it on pizza.
If it's the fresh ones, it seems to dry the pizza out.
Well, yeah, because now it's just this piece of rubber, and it doesn't have enough taste to make up for it. But if it's canned mushroom, it's been marinating in whatever slop they put it in the can, it's fine, right? But yeah, if you just cut a mushroom and put it on pizza, especially if you put it on before you cook it, you just dry them out, they're all curled up and all that. So I don't mind mushrooms on pizza because I don't have enough taste, but I don't want a fresh mushroom. But again, it's a fungus. To me, at that point, don't do DNA testing on it. I don't want to know what it's related to, because you know what it's related to? Other fungi.
But he said just the common white mushrooms. So does that include portobello mushrooms or shiitake mushrooms?
If you qualify as a mushroom, I got to think you're all cousins. So at that point, you're all related to yeast infection over there.
But it's also the equivalent of, if you forage, you know, there's a fine line between bringing in a really good haul and killing someone or making them extremely sick.
Sure.
So the fine line between a mushroom being able to actually kill you through toxic...
Or toadstool, as it would
means,
be.
...means, compared to just being able to eat and enjoy one, that's kind of like some of the fish or things that you have to cut precisely, or you might poison yourself like in Asia.
Well, guaranteed, it was trial and error. And that was my father's thing. He's like, I always wish I could go back in history to see how they figured... He's like, look, I know how they figured out which mushrooms you can eat and which ones you can't. But who the guinea pig was, like, hey, Gorov, try these. Gorov dies 2 minutes later, and you make a mental note. Okay, those ones with the red caps, don't eat those. And then try, because he said, look, I would always be, my father has this belief, and I don't think he's wrong. It's like, look, a lot of people let their ego get ahead of them. They have to be the first person to do this, the first person to do that. He was like, I don't mind being the second person to attempt it. Because either I'm the second successful person, or I'm the first successful person. So it's like the moon landing. Neil Armstrong wanted to go up first. He said, if it's me, like, cool. Because I want to see what happens to his ass, you know? If you're going to try mushrooms, he's like, cool. I'll see what happens. The first guy that said, I'm going to throw this one spear at a woolly mammoth and see if it brings him down. He's like, cool. You be that guy, man. You let me know how that goes. I'll be second.
Well, you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So, hey, obviously everybody remembers when all the restaurants were closing down during COVID, right?
Well, sure.
Yeah. So some friends, they hit me up and they're like, hey, look, we found this really good deal to go down to the fisherman boats down in Ballard and get clams, get oysters, fresh fish. So I was like, cool, let's do that. Let's have a seafood fest in my backyard. We'll build a bonfire. So we do it. I'm typically not an oyster person. I'll eat clams. I love sushi. But I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm typically not an oyster person. So they talked me into it. They made a bunch of those good, what do they call it, like the vinaigrettes that go with the oysters.
Oh,
mignonette.
Mignette, yeah, okay. So that was, I mean, they were so good. So I'm like eating the oysters and having a great time. And the next day, it literally took 24 hours, and I was like, oh, my God, I am just sick as a dog, like so sick. I start calling everyone. Nope, everybody's fine. It's just me. And so I try to get on the telehealth deal, right? That's when he couldn't go in to the hospital, doctors, whatever. So I get an appointment, and I was like, hey, here's my symptoms. And she's like, well, you need to go in because we need to get, you know, you need a bag to do the test. And I was like, okay. So I go in, UW Medical. They lose their mind. They lose their mind that I'm in there. They're like, you can't be in here if you don't think you have COVID. I'm like, I would swear to God I don't have COVID. Here's my symptoms. So anyways, I get the bag, my poor ex, I'm like, you go deal with this S bag. He takes it back, and turns out I got salmonella and E. coli.
Damn!
From the oysters.
Well, it sounds to me like one, Rochelle. Like, because no one else got it. So I think it was just in one of them. And that's, you got a bad oyster. Everyone else did.
Literally.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. And to this day, and I just can't do it. I just can't. I can do the, I can eat clams because, you know, you've got some indicators there. Like, okay, they open. Those are good to eat,
yeah,
right?
That is a good sign. But I know how much you drink. I can't believe the vodka all day didn't help poison that stuff. I'm just being honest.
Shocking.
I mean, I don't know anybody else.
More hot sauce.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well just drink ammonia.
Yeah. I was going to ask, man, how's your dog doing, man? I haven't seen your dog in a hot minute.
Oh, he's so good. He's so cute. He's the best. He's almost 9 months old. Yeah, he's 70 pounds.
Jesus, crazy. God.
Okay.
Everybody just getting big dogs.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
And typically, by the way, those things come right off the boat. You can't get a fresher product than you can at the fisherman's terminal on Saturday and Sunday. Whatever they got, salmon, cod, I mean, that is a...
Well, yeah, they literally just caught it.
And it's not just during COVID. I mean, you can go down there on the weekend. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday or both days. And basically just walk the docks and get clams, mussels, pin cove mussels, whatever they're bringing in at that time. Whatever fishing boat they're bringing in, wherever they're coming in from, you kind of get first crack at it.
Sure.
And, I mean, it's just some of the freshest seafood you've ever had.
Dude, I mean, that's what's great about Cape Cod, too. Like, the one place we went to, like, it was great, famous for the oysters, Wellfleet. It's like a town on the Cape.
All right.
But same thing, I can't help myself. I'm talking to the chef. So, well, I'm from the Northwest. I know a little bit about oysters. And he's like, you know where I get mine? I go, where? And he's like, see that spit? I was like, yeah. He's like, that's our...
I thought you said you almost have, like, ownership over it, right?
Correct, like, yeah. Like, his family has had it for years. So, like the Wellfleet oysters, like, they'll sell them other places. But generally, you got to go there. And then it's weird. On the Cape, people think different areas have different taste.
Really?
That makes sense. Yeah. Hmm. So, Wellfleet's kind of out towards Provincetown on the tip, which is funny if you know what Provincetown is. And then, well, people like Wellfleet, they don't like the ones in the inner part, in like Orleans or whatever. Then you get back over to Sandwich, and there's one little bay that people like.
I like them from brackish water, that
correct.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing pisses me off more than going, at San Francisco, in a restaurant, we have the best mussels, probably on the West Coast. And I'm like, sweet. So they bring out the freshy sheet, and I'm looking at them. And they're pin cove mussels from here and basically Vancouver Island.
Yeah, it's everything we eat anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to beat pin cove.
And they're half the price. And I'm just like, what in the hell's going on?
Right.
What in the hell? Yes, we know they're the best. Yeah, and I'm glad you have them. And I am going to order them.
But why are they half the cost?
Why are they cheaper here? It's San Francisco.
It does not make sense.
Now, speaking of oysters, this happened a little before the new year. More than 80 attendees of a recent LA Times event ended up violently ill. And officials suspect the norovirus outbreak. Less than 24 hours after the event, an annual gathering celebrating the list of the city's 101 best restaurants, the diarrhea, nausea, abdominal pain, and vomiting began, according to attendees who talked about their experiences to the publication known as LA Taco. LA Taco. The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health launched an investigation. Officials believe the cause of the symptoms, norovirus, a common and unpleasant gastrointestinal ailment, likely linked to raw oysters served at the event. The oysters, however, were harvested from British Columbia and sourced by Santa Monica Seafood and supplied to the event by Fanny Bay Oysters. They have all since been recalled. They were also sold under different brand names, so they were kind of difficult to pinpoint down. There was a recall. The affected oysters were also supplied to L.A. area restaurants, and illnesses were also linked to those eateries in, you know, brick and mortars.
Celebrating the best restaurants.
Yes. The norovirus, they say, easily spread when an infected person prepares food and someone then eats it.
I had some.
Ingesting particles of feces or vomit. Mm.
I had oysters at Alston Food and Wine. Which was
questionable. That seems dangerous to me.
It was questionable. I asked the guy. He's like, we get them from the Northeast. And then I was like, what about Penn Cove? And he's like, we're not allowed to import those ones to Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I wonder why.
Invasive, I guess.
Texas is like, hey, we do whatever we want for Texas. But they got some weird old laws, too.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. All right, kind of going to sit. We've got the 10 greatest boy bands of all times, as we'll be joined by Steve Miggs and Taryn Daly from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. That is coming up at 4:30, along with your emails coming up next for the Men's Room at KISW.com.